Why do I feel overwhelmed all the time? You wake up tired. The to-do list lands on you before you've even put your feet on the floor. You spend the day reacting, not choosing. You go to bed wishing you'd done more, knowing tomorrow will start the same way. This isn't a one-week thing. This has been your default for a long time now. If you feel overwhelmed all the time, that's a chronic state, not an acute response, and it has biology behind it. Persistent overwhelm is usually a combination of cortisol locked high, depleted dopamine, sleep debt, and an unsustainable load that hasn't been reset. The fix isn't time management. The fix is treating the nervous system, building real recovery into your week, and addressing the underlying anxiety or depression that overwhelm tends to mask. The difference between busy and overwhelmed? Busy is when there's a lot to do, but you have the bandwidth to do it. Overwhelmed is when there's a lot to do, and your brain has stopped being able to prioritize, which means everything feels equally urgent and equally impossible.
The American Psychological Association distinguishes between adaptive stress, which is short-term and produces focus, and chronic stress, which produces decision fatigue, executive function impairment, and what neuroscientists call amygdala hijack of the prefrontal cortex. Your prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that handles planning, prioritizing, and impulse control. When you're stuck in chronic overwhelm, that region gets quieter. The amygdala gets louder. The result is what you've been living: constant urgency, inability to focus, snapping at people you love, and the sense that you can't catch up. What's actually depleted? When patients describe always-on overwhelm, we look for four depletions. Cortisol regulation. Your stress hormone should rise in the morning, drop slowly through the day, and bottom out at night. Chronic stress flattens that curve. You wake exhausted and feel wired at bedtime. Dopamine reserves. The motivation neurotransmitter doesn't fire the way it used to. Tasks that should feel doable feel impossible. Pleasure is muted. Sleep architecture. Even 7 or 8 hours of bad sleep doesn't restore the brain. REM and deep sleep cycles get shortened.
You wake unrefreshed. Recovery time. Your week has no real off-ramp. Weekends are just shorter weeks. Your nervous system never fully comes down. If 3 or 4 of these are true, you're not failing at productivity. You're running a marathon on a half tank. I just need to manage my time better. This is the phrase that keeps people stuck. It's almost always wrong. Time management apps, productivity systems, and morning routines work for people who have a healthy nervous system and a tactable workload. They don't work for people whose underlying chemistry has been depleted. Adding another system to a depleted brain just adds another thing to fail at. The honest sequence is: 1. Treat the nervous system first. 2. Build real recovery into your week. 3. Then refine your time management. When patients try to do step 3 without 1 and 2, the system collapses within a few weeks. When they do them in order, the systems actually stick. What real recovery looks like? Real recovery isn't sleeping in on Saturday. Real recovery is what happens between Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning, every week, all year.
5 hours of sleep in a dark room with consistent timing, 20 to 40 minutes per day of zone 2 movement, walking, easy biking, swimming. 1 stretch of 60 to 90 minutes per day with no input, no phone, no podcast, no music. Hard for most people. Real reset. A weekly low input block of at least 4 hours. Time outdoors. Stanford research has linked even 20-minute walks in nature to measurable cortisol drops. You don't have to do all of these tomorrow. You have to add one and protect it. When overwhelm has tipped into anxiety or depression. The line between chronic overwhelm and clinical anxiety or depression is thinner than people think. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, around 19% of adults have an anxiety disorder in a given year, and around 8% have a depressive episode. Many of those started as, "I'm just stressed," that didn't get treated. If overwhelm has lasted more than 6 months, if you're getting weekly physical symptoms, if your fuse is short, if sleep is broken, you've crossed into clinical territory. This is treatable. It's also unlikely to fix itself with another planner.
How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we treat overwhelm as the medical state it usually has become, counseling that gives you real tools fast. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. ACT is especially useful for chronic overwhelm because it teaches you to reset relationship with anxious thoughts without trying to suppress them. We add behavioral activation when motivation has cratered, medication management when chemistry has fallen too far, SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram for the underlying anxiety, bupropion when motivation is the dominant complaint, SNRIs like venlafaxine when anxiety and depression run together, sleep meds short-term if sleep is the bottleneck. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy when long-running overwhelm has tipped into treatment-resistant depression. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses on the part of the brain that handles motivation and mood. FDA cleared, drug-free, 6-week course. Patients with chronic depletion often respond well because the underlying state was always electrical. Frequently asked questions. Is this just burnout?
Burnout is a real and recognized state. The World Health Organization defines it as workplace-driven chronic stress that hasn't been managed. It overlaps heavily with depression and anxiety. The treatment is similar regardless of the label. How long until I feel different? Therapy starts giving you tools the first session. Bigger shifts at 8 to 12 weeks. SSRIs work in 4 to 6 weeks. Sleep and lifestyle changes can shift symptoms within 2 to 4 weeks for many patients. Do I have to quit my job? Almost never. Most patients keep their job and treat the nervous system. After stabilizing, some make structural changes, a different role, a manager change, fewer hours. But those decisions come after the body has recovered enough to think clearly. A 15-minute call beats another year of trying to power through. You can stop running on empty. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you which direction makes sense. No diagnosis on the phone, no pressure. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back.
RSNLT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.